We're talking digital, the dark side, the light side, the fringe side, and this is a digital piece. And I bumped into
Lulu Mason
and
Gemma Harvey.
Now, as we sit here in Fringe Central, I don't know if I've got a longer memory than you here. My first Fringe was in 1999. And as I look around here now, the majority of people are on phones and laptops. And I've actually been sitting here, and some people have been here for 2 or 3 hours on their phones and laptops. And I've mentioned before that I've been people watching sometimes at the Fringe and watched very famous journalists who I could, household names, standing in the street looking a bit lonely, who would be really lovely to be flyered, and people are wandering by who absolutely would love them at their show, and they're on their phones and they don't even notice them. So first of all, the dark sides. As we look around and see all these people on phones, and me knowing that all that time ago people were getting audiences, reviews, having trouble selling tickets, where there were no mobile phones, really, and not really many laptops at that time. Do you think that your Fringe needs you to be quite digitally connected or not?
It's a tricky one, you know, because I think it's a bit of both. Mm. You need to, in order to spread the word. I do a chat at the end of my show to say, as you know, the way that we spread the word is, you know, by good tweets over Twitter. Like Twitter, I would say, is the biggest one. People are also doing a lot over Instagram. That is how, you know, word travels.
But however, I mean, is it a myth?
No, I don't think it is.
But you think it really sells tickets to spend hours and hours on Twitter?
Ah, but that's the thing. I don't think hours and hours, because also what is important is talk to people, communicate in real life, you know, have face-to-face chats with people, because I have gone to see stuff because I've got into conversations with people out and about on the street.
I'm getting eye contact and finger wagging going on here.
So I'm a massive social media person, and I absolutely love it, and I absolutely hate it at the same time. And I think that you're absolutely right, Gemma. It has to be conversations, but you should also be making the same conversations online. Don't just scattergun loads of information about your show to people on Twitter. Actually connect with people, and that's what sells tickets.
Okay, but I'm still being naive here, deliberately. There are people here who got 8 in today, or 12, or 15, and whatever. They're doing loads and loads, not hours and hours even. They're doing loads and loads. They're quite skillful, and they could have been sitting here 20 years ago getting 8 or 9 people, going out flyering or whatever. What's the difference? You know, I don't hear people, a lot of people, I don't see a pattern where going, oh, well, thanks to social media, we're all doing better now. It's the same number of people, isn't it?
I think it's a combination of things, and I don't think you can have any one thing in isolation. So social media is really important. Your brand is really important. Your marketing is really important. That's not just social media marketing. That's outreach on a bigger scale and using all of the different channels that you have available to you, including street flyering. I do think that there are fewer people here at the Fringe this year, and I do think there are more venues and there are definitely more shows. So it's difficult to gauge, I think, what works for some. We've done really well with our pre-sales, and we're absolutely delighted, and that's because we've got a great marketing team in place helping us with that before we got here.
You've got on Mac PC here.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh. What against my...
Come on, what is this thing? Seriously, what is this tool now? Just take us through. Come here, you've sat down, you've switched it on, fair enough. What specifically ought someone to be doing on a typical day where you can say that added value to our Fringe?
Well, shall I tell you actually what I'm doing?
Okay, you're checking your Facebook,
aren't you? Absolutely not. I've just made changes to my script, and I'm just about to print them off.
Yeah, but what's wrong with a lovely, you know, with pens and paper?
She's highlighter queen.
Yeah, and I still use a paper diary. That's how, okay. I love that.
But I notice you're bragging that far more than this crappy old thing.
Yeah, it is crappy old thing. It needs to be plugged in so that it would even work.
What about your iPhone 1?
So I have got lots of, I've got a Google Pixel, I've got a MacBook Air, I've got my iPhone, I'm always switched on, it's terrible.
Okay. But so you're both saying, I mean, this is also in your play, that there is, and this sounds a bit kind of preachy, and I don't mean it to be, but time is really of the essence here. Yeah. You know, we can waste our days here, can't we? I have no benefit to our show too, but there is a skilled amount of time and energy where it adds value, and then it starts to run out quite quickly.
I completely agree with that. And again, that's what I mean about using the different channels strategically so that they complement each other and so that you balance them.
Yeah, it's a fine balance, isn't it? And also, what's the point in spending all of your time doing all of the online stuff but then not getting involved in the actual festival and being out there feet on the ground with all the other creatives there.
What if I told you that there's scientific evidence now, it's easy to say, but that the quality of your writing is far poorer when you type it than when you write it?
I actually write it down first.
Yeah.
But it has to be edited on there because there's so many versions of a play.
But you're not just saying, like, I have a glass of water before I have six gins.
I mean, I do that too. But I am incredibly dyslexic as well. So I was actually allowed to use a computer in my GCSEs. Okay. So I've kind of, like, you know, just moved forward with that too because I'm quite
sort of sitting
typing.
Backwards.
Yeah,
bit, yeah,
you feel sorry for me now, don't you?
No, not at all. Just scared.
Yeah.
Okay, so finally now, as you guys are, you're into the first few days of the Fringe. Okay. Does the pattern of use change during this month?
Digital use? It has for me. What's the point of being here and getting amongst it if you're not out there doing the meetings, going to shows?
Oh, it's because you get more likes.
Well, I'm stopping that now. Yeah, I think for me, I'm only going to get likes if I've got decent content. And the only way I'm going to get decent content is by going out and doing the things.
Just to end this then, because we have got an exclusive. They're stopping the likes.
What? Yeah, did you not know that?
No,
well, apparently,
apparently, yeah.
I've heard a lot about it because psychologically it's not helping people.
Dope.
So they're thinking about stopping the likes. I mean, that's going to really upset a lot of people, isn't it?
Aren't they good? Aren't they kind?
Aren't they care?
Thank you.